producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be talking to Steve Quayle in the next segment. We're going to talk to him about his take on Jade Helm, what he's concerned about. Of course, we played another possibility that's been brought to our attention by some veterans. Paul Joseph Watson did a video on it. We played that in the last half hour. Looking at the map, rotating it a little bit, you get a geographical alignment with Middle Eastern countries, and the designation of friendly and hostile kind of roughly corresponds to that, as well as the terrain that they would be seeing there. So there's concern by many that this might be training for a Middle Eastern war that they've been chomping at the bits to get into for many years now. As we have seen, they had a agenda of 7 countries and 5 years. Leslie Clark talked about that. And so are they going to finally be able to get on with that battle plan? I don't know what Steve Quayle's take is on this. I'm anxious to hear what his take is. We're concerned about the drills that they've been having for the American people going to war with the scenarios of internal martial law. That's what I'm most concerned about. But I'm concerned about us getting involved in yet another war as well. I think we need to step back and say, what is the mission of the military? What is the valid mission of the military? Are we going to increase our security by having a war throughout the Middle East? Are we going to increase our security by having a war with Russia over the Ukraine? And we're going to talk about that in the third hour. We're going to go over a video that was put out by the STRATFOR organization. Actually, it was the president speaking at a conference talking about how the existential threat for Russia is the Ukraine, and how the existential threat for us is to make sure that we keep a corridor between Germany and Russia. And so we've got conflicting existential threats here, don't we? So we're going to talk about that, as well as some other admissions that he made in that speech that are kind of interesting. Before we go to the segment with Steve Quayle, though, I want to go over some of the news that's breaking that I think really illustrates the insanity of the war on drugs. Here we've got Kim.com, and of course he's being accused not of dealing with drugs, but of course they're coming after him with civil asset forfeiture, which they created with the war on drugs. See how it metastasizes into different areas. They're saying that he had videos and copyrighted material on his site, and so they shut it down, and they're coming after him. They confiscated $67 million worth of assets, things like cash, property, luxury cars, jet skis, art. The U.S. government, they say, this is an article from Daily Mail, won its civil forfeiture case. Now, we're going to talk about whether they won anything or whether it's a case against Kim.com and the Megala Upload founder. And he's lost $67 million in assets as a result. He no longer, they say, owns these properties, these luxury cars. The U.S. now owns more than a dozen bank accounts that he had in Hong Kong and New Zealand. But this is what he said. This is what Kim.com said. He said he indicated that his defeat represents the, quote, sad state of the U.S. justice system. I would agree, because this is why. He said, by labeling me a fugitive, the U.S. court has allowed the U.S. government to legally steal all of my assets without any trial, without any due process, without any of the tests of the merits. The asset forfeiture was a default judgment. They didn't win a case. They didn't have a case. They didn't take him to court. All they said was, we are going to take all of his property. And again, this goes even further back. This goes back to the RICO statutes of that were enacted during the Nixon administration to go after organized crime, saying that we can't get convictions against these guys unless we steal all their assets, because they'll be able to hire good lawyers. Once we allow that to happen, once we broke that chain, saying you have to find people guilty, the penalty that you hit them with has to be proportional to the crime. Once we broke that, then what we got from Ronald Reagan was civil asset forfeiture, where they're going after property because they say that it's affiliated with a drug crime. And now we see this type of thing, where they can go to somebody that's in another country, take all of his assets without finding him guilty. They haven't even put him on trial. That's the sad state of the justice system. I absolutely agree with him. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle talking about Jade Helm.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress and chronic pain. Now, Michael Terrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. These frequencies were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit WholeTones55.com and get a free sample. Visit WHOLETones55.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTones55.com. WholeTones55.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to go to Steve Quayle in just a moment. We're going to talk to him about the Jade Helm exercise, what he believes is behind this, what's the purpose of it. I'm very troubled just by the scale and scope of it, by the actions that we've seen from our military. One of the things I think got a lot of people scared was this nationwide emergency alert test that happened yesterday, mainly on the East Coast. This is an article that Paul Joseph Watson had up yesterday. He said it began around 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, was broadcast in Washington, D.C., Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. It said that there was going to be an alert that would run from 11 a.m. until 12 midnight, and the message was up for about 10 minutes. At no point were the viewers advised that the alert was only a test. The question is, were they a day early on April Fool's or what? I mean, what do we do with this government that is constantly doing these types of things? Are they trying to test our reaction to them? Is this a mistake? Are they just totally incompetent? Is it all of the above? I don't know. Now, he points out that, of course, last October, we had another very suspicious emergency alert from the White House, interrupted TV viewers across America and told them to stand by, tune into their phone. Now, they blamed that one. That was AT&T. They said that was some nationally syndicated radio station that sent out the alert message by mistake. Maybe that was. He says, despite the fact that only the federal government can send out EAS alerts, the alert system can only be activated by the president in times of an emergency, reported Fox 5. So this is the second time we've seen this. The last time was October, so that's, what, about 6 months? They're putting out these nationwide alerts that there's an emergency coming up, and nothing that says that it was a test. We're all familiar with that. You know, this was just a test. If it had been an actual emergency, they don't do that anymore either. Constantly keeping the American people in a state of questioning what is real and what isn't. That is part of a massive psyop, if nothing else. And, you know, though we've got a special here at InfoWars this week. We're not fooling you with free shipping. It's going to start today and go through Friday. And all the products at the InfoWars store, but especially if you combine that with the special, it's the last day of the free bottle of Ancient Defense with two bottles of X2. There's only a few hundred bottles left. It'll sell out today. That's the special where you get a free bottle of Ancient Defense if you get two bottles of Survival X2. That's the nascent iodine that we have. And again, there's free shipping from today until Friday. That's our no-fooling free shipping special at the InfoWars store at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Steve Quayle now. Steve was one of the original founders of the PrEP movement. He's been a talk radio host for 20 years. He was the lone voice 20 years ago saying that the Chinese and Russians would ultimately back their currencies with gold, that they would want to cash these in on something besides the petrodollar. He's the author of 10 books. His most recent entitled Xenogenesis, Turning Men into Monsters. He wrote Breathe No Evil 15 years ago on understanding bioweapons before anyone thought it was a problem. I wonder what he thinks about what's going on in Tulane with this Burkholderia pseudomallei that got out of the lab, and they still don't know how it got out. Maybe we'll talk to him about that. But primarily I wanted to talk to him about Jade Helm. Joining us now is Steve Quayle. Thank you, Steve.
Wow, David, good. It's really nice to be on with you because Jade Helm, I think, needs to be put in the larger context. This is the first time in history that a two-month-long operation is going to be focusing on the American public. We know that the same tactics that are being proposed for the exercise to take place between the hours of midnight and 4 or 5 in the morning is exactly what the special operations troops did prior to the bombing of Iraq and all of our different Middle Eastern ventures, whether it's Afghanistan. In other words, you move the special operations community in prior to an event. Now, remember, I want to take everybody back to Larry Greatwall in his book, No Place to Hide. If people remember, he was the one that penetrated the weather underground when Bill Ayers and 24 other elite from Ivy League trained schools were talking about the necessity in the early 70s of killing 25 million Americans, and prior to the killing of them, moving them into detention camps for re-education. Now, I know, David, that you've read his stuff, but here's the larger context. I think that people are being tied up with the events or the implementation of how they're going to round up people and kill them, and they're forgetting the idea that when Bill Ayers was making this comment, he was deadly serious. Now, I've just taken the population density at that point in history, moved it into our point in history, and the numbers I've heard from special operations, active duty generals in the past, contemporary military and intelligence agents, is they're up to 80 million to 100 million people. So I think if people put it into context, notice the change when Middle East terrorists became obviously embraced by this administration. Now, that's the context. I think that people have got to understand that context, David, because what we're talking about is not an exercise. When the local police are told to stand down and not respond to gunfire, by the way, it's a live fire exercise. When we've seen massive YouTube videos, you guys at InfoWars.com have led the charge in showing all the videos coming into you from all over the country. People are now starting to get it. And the point that I want to really get across to everyone today, and thank you for taking this hour out of your time to interview me, is this. This is the full-scale implementation of the red, the blue, and the green list. The red list are people. Now, do you remember, David, and I'll let you obviously respond, because that's just my intro, the days years ago when gun owners' homes were being GPSed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we warned about that, and we tried to get people to understand. I was literally in my front yard in a, right at a mountain community at the base of the mountains in Bozeman, Montana, when the guy came up with his GPS unit and his bicycle and came literally to my front door. And I watched. The reason I didn't challenge him at the time, I wanted to see. To the left of me were leftists. To the right of me were leftists. And I wanted to see if they even got GPS. Absolutely not, okay? So I watched. This is not a report. Well, we heard massive reports of that happening. And the deal that people have got to understand is this, that with the implementation of the red list, the blue list, and green list, that was given to me almost 20 years ago, actually before that, about how it would be implemented when they were ready to make their move by the former head of the Environmental Protection Agency who was murdered for the Western United States. So that wasn't just, quote, internet talk, and obviously that at that point the internet was just in its beginnings. But I think it's important that people have got to understand that this explains everything. It explains the Chinese, it explains the Russians, it explains the North Koreans, and it explains the assault coming on the United States from Mexico. Remember when we broke the story? I think Alex had me on to talk about the Chinese troops. You guys verified it below the border.
Yes. Yes.
And then the thing that people have got to understand is that this is the plan. So when I say don't lose track of it in perspective, I want to just make one sentence and I'll give it back to you. In No Place to Hide, I call them Great Wall, maybe it's Graph Wall, explains that the weathermen actually believe that they would be successful in overthrowing U.S. government and that with the help of the Cubans, Chinese, Russians, and North Vietnamese, they would occupy America. Now, remember, this is during the Vietnam War. Americans would have to be re-educated in camps, similar to what communists did in Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and other countries that they had taken over. And then here's one of the most chilling revelations. I asked, well, what, Great Wall speaking, well, what is going to happen to those people we can't re-educate that are diehard capitalists? And the reply is they'd have to be eliminated. So, David, that's the context of what we see. The American people, as Alex has pointed out, as you've pointed out, as the, you know, going on day after day, hours after hours, have become the enemy. And now in the face of basically nuclear tension, and for the record, I used to write about nuclear weapons and their effects and during the Cold War years, and civil defense and all that stuff. So as I look back on the perspective, we have seen the absolute taking apart of our military, our top flag officers and generals fired, any battlefield experience, and we've seen complete redirection of funds from foreign enemies to the internal enemies. And I've read on the air the letter that was sent in those days by, I believe it was either Janet Reno or Napolitano to the Russians requesting their help and the foreign troops. So you can't deny it any longer. People used to poo-poo black helicopters. They used to poo-poo Russian troops, Chinese troops.
Well, of course, exactly. We've had the article we put up over the weekend that Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones put together, listing all the many times that they have defined who their domestic enemies are. It's not just what Larry Graffel is saying. We've been seeing this coming from the administration. We've been seeing it coming out of the military academies and other think tanks that are associated with the military. We saw it coming out of the MIAC report when they define what their enemy is. When they come in and do things like the NDAA, and then they start having these training exercises like we saw in Fort Lauderdale, where it looks like they're actually implementing the NDAA, dragging people who are civilians down the street, taking them off in helicopters, marching them in single file with military guards on either side, putting them into white vans and driving them off. I mean, that's exactly what we would expect to see if they implement the NDAA. But, of course, they told us, don't worry, we're not actually going to do that. I don't believe that they're not actually going to do it. I don't know when they're going to do it. But, of course, as many people have pointed out, whenever there's been a massive false flag attack or whatever, they've had a drill that's going on exactly at the same time in the same way. We saw this with the 7/7 bombings in London and the subway bombings. These people came back the day or so after and said, well, isn't this amazing? We were running a drill in exactly the same place with exactly the same scenario at the same time this was happening. It happened with 9/11. They can always use that to keep the people who are compartmentalized to not understand what's going on. And then the mass public looks at this and says, well, yeah, this came out after the fact. But when we expose it before the fact, maybe this particular time this won't happen. Maybe they will just do some kind of a training exercise. But we always need to be on the alert. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back to you. Steve Quayle, we're talking about Operation Jade Helm, and Steve is going to tie this together for us on what he thinks is the broader picture. We'll be right back.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this April Fool's Day, this April 1st, 2015. And we have a special at the InfoWars store, our No Fooling special. Actually, for real, you get free shipping all the way through this Friday. Everything at the store, and I'll remind you that as we're looking at this article here. Human birth control chemical, BPA, is causing lower fertility in fish, say government scientists. This is reported by the Washington Post. It's producing offspring that struggle to fertilize eggs because of the plastics that they're finding in the water. But, of course, you're also going to find SSRIs. Even if you're not on a municipal water supply, you're going to, especially out in the country, a lot of people are using, farms are using glyphosate very heavily, Roundup. You can filter that out with a ProPure filter. You can find that at the InfoWars store, 10% off. And, again, it's free shipping between now and Friday at the InfoWars stores, InfoWars store and InfoWarsLife.com. I want to go back to Steve Quayle. And Steve, you were talking about the fact that you're concerned that this is coming to the next step, coming to fruition in terms of a war against the American people, talking about Larry Grathwohl. You're talking about the red list, the blue list, and the green list. Break that down for the audience.
The red list are the primary target for the New World Order in the United States of America when the order is given. The lists already exist, and again, according to, and I'm, I want to make this clear. I cannot know this stuff unless people tell me. Just like Alex gets tips, you get tips, David. There are people out there that genuinely love their country. So that's how I got this. The red list are primarily firearms owners. They are constitutionalists. They are people who have been politically active in resisting the New World Order. And those are the people that are their targets. And let me make this clear. They're not coming to take the guns away. They're coming to exterminate, blow away the gun owners. Again, special operations teams are not sent in to take prisoners unless it's a high-value target for a later date. They basically are trained to go in and just obliterate, okay? Now, again, when I get told this by a four-star general, active duty, and by the way, you guys have more probably active duty spec ops and spooks in Austin than any other city in the United States of America. You probably know that. If you don't, I will tell you that. And the thing that's fascinating to me, David, is the red list basically goes down the first 30 days, okay? So let's say they've increased it to 60 days. Well, things, they're combining now two different events. Now, the system that's been set to communicate with law enforcement from the Department of Homeland Security is a pretty secure system now. They can lock out individual officers from being able to hear the general alerts. They can punish or they can terminate. Now, these are really hard statements for people to understand. Quick anecdote, 30-second version. Chief of detectives in a major metropolitan city heard me on, I think it was one of the interviews Alex and I were doing a couple years ago. He didn't think I was basically upfront with the information until a foreign observer was assigned. I told him what to look for. The foreign observer knew everything about he, his family, his children, when they went to school, how much money he made. He knew everything. And he rode along in the back of two detectives' cars. And the interesting thing was, is I got a call from the individual probably a week later, and he said, "It's you're right, this is going down just exactly as you said." Well, I wasn't the originator of that. The blue list are law enforcement, National Guard, and anybody who's contributing to the execution and the takedown of the red list. 30 days to 60 days after that, those guys get wasted. Now, I don't know what word you would use, David, but they're murdered. They're killed.
Yeah.
Where have we seen that in history before? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that the Navy SEALs that got bin Laden, right?
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
And so, as a matter of fact, before we went on this show, I was contacted by a Navy SEAL overseas, and he said, "Steve, I cannot believe what's happening to the country I love and was ready to lay down my life for." He said, "It's like a pall, if you will, a blanket of darkness has settled over the country and people can't see." What's happened, David, is one of the things that I've really tried to do in talk radio and all the stuff I've written and the interviews I've done, 9,000 plus hours, is to get people to understand. You've got to understand the root of evil because everything else is an offshoot of evil. May I speak? I'll give you one more interview that took place recently with a personal friend of mine, known to me, who met with various generals, retired, and what they told him was simply this. is that it is going operational. Now, this is generals. This isn't make-believe. This isn't scuttlebutt. This is an internet rumor, okay? And the gentlemen just happen to be at the top of their hit list.
We've got to go to break, Steve. Hang on. We're going to come right back. And, you know, quite frankly, it's kind of like the couple that drove the car off the GPS bridge. How many signs do we need before we start to pay attention? If it isn't happening now, it's going to be happening very soon. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle talking about
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're talking to Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. We're breaking down, Steve was breaking down for us the red list, the blue list. We haven't gotten to the green list yet, but Steve, just before we had to go to the break, you started talking about a source that you had and who thought this was going to be operational. Tell us what he said. Start that over again for people who are just tuning in.
Former Green Beret had a meeting with retired generals and high-ranking enlisted former enlisted men who were very concerned because the friend of mine that had had the meeting was asked to come to the meeting because supposedly there was a Pentagon a memorandum put out about some of the people in this country that they are forbidden to listen to. He happened to be one of them. Alex happened to be one of them. I happened to be one of them. Hawk happened to be one of them. And Doug Hagman happened to be one. There were two other guys that he couldn't remember their name, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. And I don't know what I'd tell it. Here's the issue. The issue is, David, that the American people must understand that the sheer placement of the tanks, the armored personnel carriers, troops on the streets, and everything else is indicative. Now, let's talk about Jade Helm, the name. May I do that?
Yeah,
the Blues simply are the people that they go into re-education and are assimilated. They get to live, but they get to live as perpetual drones or techno serfs at the behest of the New World Order. The thing that is really critical for people to understand is that Jade Helm's name, Jade is always associated with China. It has nothing to do primarily with the Middle East. It has everything to do with the Far East. If I tell you the captain's at the helm, that means he's steering the ship. That means that he is the one who's in charge of the direction. One of the Chinese demands upon the United States government was the fact that they needed to disarm the American public. You remember that story when it came out that China absolutely demanded that the American public be disarmed?
Yeah, I remember that. Was kind of strange, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there's always something behind that. It's kind of like when the UN came out and said, you need to shut down Colorado and Washington State. The federal government needs to shut that down because we have a UN drug treaty. And of course, it was the UN that set up the schedule for the war on drugs 10 years before Nixon declared the war on drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's important is everything's in a name. Now, look, it's not lost in the financial markets that China has amassed the world's largest gold hoard, and this has everything to do with the name Jade Helm 15. Obviously, 15 can relate to the year that it's going to be implemented, as in this year. China is going to make an announcement at some point, and we're seeing it with the AIIB Bank. We're seeing it with the nations abandoning former allies. It doesn't matter if it's Australia. Doesn't matter if it's Britain. It doesn't matter who it is. Everyone's going to China because, basically, it's a truism, a maxim in the world that he who has the gold makes the rules. One of the things the bankers have been able to do is to transfer the gold that was in the United States. It's irrelevant if there's anything in Fort Knox. I'm here to tell you that there's nothing there. The point being is that China, with its 30,000 plus tons of gold, by the way, the World Gold Council is totally inaccurate in the country's gold holdings, just off the, if they're wrong. Russia, for instance, has right now in excess of 10 to 15,000 tons of gold. So the point is, let me make this clear. Jade Helm may be the orchestration and the introduction of the Chinese yuan or renminbi in a gold-backed or commodity-backed form. At that point, the dollar will lose value almost overnight, if not become worthless. My guess is, just quick and dirty, it goes down 50% in a matter of days and then another 30%. Well, that's not going to make anybody happy in the United States. The point being is that the riots will be generated. Now, here's something people need to do. Go to the root of the problem. You understand the fruit and how it will be implemented. In order for the communist revolution to take place, they want to engender civil war. I've been saying that. Alex has been saying that. And by the way, obviously with the Mayak report and others, when the veterans were vilified, any man or woman who has served in this country in any official capacity had to note that this man's military, and I've never been in the military, but that's what a lot of them call it, has changed so dramatically. And it's fascinating to me that even yesterday or the day before, I may be off a day, but the President of the United States has now declared they want to cut back the military pensions. At the same time, there's unlimited amounts of money to purchase billions of rounds of ammo, MRAPs, police department who have been militarized. You know, so here's what I'm saying.
You know, when you're talking about that, Steve, I think it's very interesting that it was just last summer that the Pentagon announced that they were going to stop giving equipment to fire departments. This was something that they've been doing since the right after World War II, giving equipment to small rural fire departments because they can't afford very much, and they're the ones who have to deal with the really large fires. And so they shut that down. It stayed shut down for about a month, but there was a lot of pressure from the firemen, from congressmen and senators. They got that restarted. But that was happening at the very same time they couldn't get enough equipment quickly enough and all these small towns for law enforcement. They only wanted to give equipment to people who had the power and the authority to arrest. That was going to be what they were going to do it for, not to the fire departments. They wanted to completely shut that down.
Well, and you're correct. So the point is that In essence, all the fire departments, any authority figures that with the power to arrest, and by the way, everybody, as you know, has been given the power to arrest now, from IRS agents to remember when the Forest Service Rangers never wore weapons. I can tell you from watching them, I take a lot of photographs, and, you know, in the national parks, and now you would swear that you would declare freely, you can't believe how weighted down those guys are with weapons in their car, AR-15s and shotguns.
And, of course, you shouldn't worry about the fact that they got billions of rounds of hollow point bullets, which the military doesn't even use. You shouldn't even worry about that. As we got all the pushback, they would look at the small purchases for some of these organizations and say, well, that's just for target shooting. But it's $3 billion. They would take the very smallest ones and they would push back against that. But we won that fight. And I guess, Steve, the question is, we also had this fight about a year ago with them trying to start the war in Syria with a false flag sarin gas attack, trying to blame that on the appropriate parties so they could use that as a pretext for war. Do you think that because this has been exposed, has gone viral, and there's so much talk about it, do you think that they will just stand this down and it'll just be a training exercise? Not to say that they won't do this in the future, but don't you think that that the very publicity that has come there might make them to stand down on this for the time being?
That's what I'm praying for, literally, okay? And I literally am asking the prayerful, believing Christians around the world to pray against this because, again, it's kind of like when in even the Old Testament times, David, when, you know, the idea or the plan to murder all of God's people that, you know, was taking place, God raised up somebody, whether it was the prophet Elijah who could read the king's thoughts while he slept on his bed. I think that when at least a covert operation gets exposed, that they have to rethink. And let me share this. These guys have supercomputers calculating every single step and every single response. They have algorithms. When I broke the story about algorithms, the mathematical, if you will, structuring of specific, assassination parameters and rating people on a different scale, they have their targets already gridded out. It is my prayer. It is my concern that enough people scream about this, that enough people go to the congressman, because I posted a couple weeks ago, do you remember the old miniseries America?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You remember that the scene where the Russians come in under the guise of being, quote, national terrorists and kill all of Congress?
Yeah.
And the Russian is addressing. Well, isn't it interesting that, what was it, the senator from South Carolina made the statement that, you know, Obama should have the right to basically do away with Congress. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, effectively, he has, hasn't he? I mean, he pretty much does whatever he wishes. He's not constrained by the Constitution, by laws. He's not constrained by Congress or their threats. I mean, they're saying now, you know, he wants to do he wants to implement the UN's climate change treaty just by executive order. And the Republicans are saying, well, you know, all these countries need to realize that we just may undo that. They know they're not going to undo anything. These guys are not doing anything.
Something? You know, this is something critical. There, and please, understand the root is what I'm talking about. If people will go on my website and go to my alert section, I just posted this as Nico was giving me the countdown for the break, and I didn't know this. I'm not a video gamer, but are you familiar with Diablo 3?
No.
Diablo 3, the main character, the witch doctor, is Jade Helm, okay?
Hmm.
And I want to read this because, again, This has even Alex is talking more and more. When I say even Alex, as Alex is talking more and more about the demonic manifestation, the supernatural element, people have got to read this. It's on my website, stevequayle.com. Go over on the right. It's the Q alert, big Q, and it says alerts. I was blown away by this. Some lady named Jean sent it to me, and I want to read this to you because and it's just a quick paragraph, you know. It says the witch doctor, the witch doctor is a character that uses the Jade Helm, again, from their website. He weaves the power of the spirits of the unformed land, summoning creatures from beyond the grave. He summons frightful, undead vermin and other creatures for protection and offense. Uses destructive poisons, acids, fire attacks, power spells, and summons with mana, a slow accruing but deep well of energy. The witch doctors make use of a variety of weaponry. I think that the critical thing that people have to understand, you brought up Syria. Here it is in context. If people can understand this simple concept, everything, makes sense. Number one, in order for the Mahdi to come on the scene, that is obviously the Islamic savior. That is obviously the reign and rule of Muhammad on earth. There has to be a global nuclear conflagration. Are you aware of that?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so please, I only ask that basically to allow you to feedback because I don't want to dominate, but I think we only got an hour. The thing is that we are now seeing the disruption of all the countries in the Middle East. While classical Christian dispensationalism always said the 10 nations were the Holy Roman Empire, I said, decades ago, this is only to put it into perspective, that I saw a 10-nation federation building and coming into being in the Middle East. Now you've got the whole Middle East on fire. You've got basically the ultimate betrayal of Israel by the United States. Now, whether people like Israel, don't like them, the point being is in the Old Testament prophecies of Zechariah, it says all the nations of the world will gather against Jerusalem. That's happening.
I think you're very right. You know, what we need to hope for is that by exposing this, we are going to shut it down at least this time. Perhaps they'll decide that maybe they'll just do this exercise on an annual basis, and maybe by Jade Helm 17, they'll actually roll it out. But I think you're right when you said earlier we need to pray about this. We need to ask that this would not happen, that we would have peace, not only in our country, but in these other countries. And you know, I should have mentioned it earlier, too. You know, Alex is having a hernia operation today. I'd ask people to pray for Alex, pray that he would have a successful outcome, there wouldn't be any complications, that he would be at peace with this and have a quick recovery. So I'd ask for people's prayers about that. And he gave me this before he left. He said that he's going to be running a free shipping special. It's our April Fool's special, but there's no fooling. We do have free shipping through Wednesday, and this is the last chance. This is the last day to get DNA Force. He had that expiring at the end of March, but he's run it for one more day. You can get that for 30% off. It's about $40 off of those ingredients. Of course, you need to have clear minds and healthy bodies to fight tyranny, and we have Nobel Prize-winning studies that confirm that the ingredients in this DNA Force will help your body. Its mitochondrial health will help it to fight the toxins that you're constantly exposed to. So, again, that's 30% off the very last day, DNA Force, and you can get free shipping on everything at the store. No fooling. Now, Steve, as you were pointing out, I think it's very interesting to look at this enemies list that they have and the fact that, the connection that the Chinese government is starting this Asian investment bank, and that is really taking off. I mean, that's turning into an avalanche of people who are signing up for that. And, of course, the Chinese are flush with cash. They're using this in a very different way than we have used the IMF fund. But even the United States is trying to get on this just so that they won't be left off. We see a massive shift from the United States, of course, to China. But that's been going on for quite some time. Everybody can see that. But it's really accelerating at this point, isn't it?
It's not only accelerating, but, somebody said, what's in a name? My answer to that is everything. When any operation is chosen, there is usually a reason for the name being chosen. And that's why I believe that Jade Helm is so critical. Let me make this clear. And I this is something that, I stand on after 10 or 12 books. I think I'm up to 12 now. Thanks for announcing that. But the point that I'm trying to provide for people is a perspective, how to embrace this. Because if you try, and David, you'll find this out, if you try and look at this purely in the natural, there is you cannot look at it purely in the natural, because it's like and I'm going to use the word, supernatural evil force that's seeking to subject and subjugate the people of the world, not only kill them. Look, the Illuminati, Alex is...
Yeah, and it's multi-generational as well. I mean, yeah, that's something that we see, this relentless progression towards this. And it's like, why would the people care so much to pass on an agenda from one generation to the other? You'd think each generation would have its own agenda. But as you point out, this is a supernatural backing behind this. That's, I think, why this continues along this same path of progression from generation to generation.
Well, and again, that's why, that's why I'm accelerating my efforts. Look, I don't know how long I have. By the grace of God, I thank everyone for their prayers, and I do pray for Alex. Thank God, a hernia. I had an operation years ago, hernia operation, and, you know, they done when they do them right, you're on your feet pretty quick. You know, you hurt a little bit, but may my prayers go with him, and I thank God for everyone who prays for Alex's safety and the protection around his family. But I want to share something, David. This is important because unless, and I want to say this, if this were my last time on talk radio, I would say what I'm going to say right now. Unless people understand the supernatural root of evil, they will not understand that when the Illuminati talks in the Georgia Guidestones about 500 million people being left, Alex and I did a show where we quoted every, you know, person of power and how they hate humanity, the vaccines. It was on Infowars.com when we were going to have this level 5 biological shutdown of the country. Alex let me pray at that point, and I said, the only thing I got from the Lord was, watch what I will do. Within 24 hours, we are going from a global pandemic, shutdown, and martial law to the thing fading out and fizzling out. When we start exposing Ebola, the thing faded out and fizzled out. Not to say it won't come back. You know, the point being, when you hear of almost ridiculous releases of some of the most deadly pathogens in the world, and I wrote Breathe No Evil 15 years ago, the point is that I know how these people think, because, again, there is a God in heaven who reveals the secrets to his servants, the prophets. I'm not a prophet. All I am is a watchman. Now, I want to
absolutely
say,
hang on, Steve. We've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I do want to talk to you about that book, Breathe No Evil, in light of what just happened in Tulane University. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Thank you.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and we're talking to Steve Quayle. We've been talking about Jade Helm, and Steve's pulled us back to talk about the broader context. And, Steve, I want to talk about your book here, Xenogenesis, Turning Men into Monsters. You'd also talked about, you also had a book, Breathe No Evil, where you were talking about bioweapons. And we've just seen, gotten a glimpse into the massive, if you want to call it, incompetence of the CDC and these biotech companies who are bringing foreign pathogens, very deadly pathogens, into this country. We just saw an example of it in Tulane, to give them a gain of function. That's what they call it. Enhancing them to withstand medication, to also spread more easily. And so we have to look at this and say, what is the madness behind this? Why would they even get themselves involved in something like this? But break down your other book, Xenogenesis, Turning Men into Monsters.
Well, Xenogenesis is important for people to understand because behind the intentional release of bioweapons, remember this, that when people are being exposed to headlines that there's been a strange release, or that the CDC, that the Center for Disease Control, thought that the last remaining supplies of smallpox always mysteriously turn up, every pathogen worldwide that has been located, isolated, or reanimated is designed for bioweapons. The basis of all bioweapons is ultimately first to kill the enemy, but ultimately to end all life. When I broke the story, David, 30-second important story on race-specific bioweapons in South Africa, designed by Dr. Wouter Basson, that went wild throughout the world. There was absolutely a project called Project Coast. But yes, to give it a more impetus, when Alex and I, or whoever, talks about singularity, that talks about transhumanism, that talks about all of the different technological enhancements to mankind, super soldiers, this is stuff that I wrote in my book, Xenogenesis. What they're doing is taking third-party DNA sequences, and xenogenesis just means the addition of additional helix to the double helix, creating a triple helix, in other words, a stand, and creating literally new life forms. Now, when I first wrote that in Genetic Armageddon 15 years ago, people just couldn't handle it. But now we're right there where, guess what? The lie that people are being told is biological enhancements are one thing, but when you combine them with robotics, you're going to get basically an Uberman, which Nietzsche talked about, and which the Nazis were absolutely looking for. The word Ubermensch literally means Superman. So when DARPA went forward with its super soldier program and basically started integrating specific gene traits from animals, i.e. eagle vision, i.e. regenerative processes of a salamander, i.e. all of the different things, you know, it's just like this was a comic book series coming out into real time. And again, because I've been so far ahead, it's just like this, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line. I used to say that all the time, David, and people would send me email, don't use that, you're overusing. No, the bottom line means when you cut through all the crap, when you cut through all the haze, all the fog, and all of the misdirection, the bottom line is there is a supernatural force called the devil, which the Luciferians worship, that are trying to kill off every man, woman, and child. And what they're promising is eternal life, and they're promising supernatural and the ability to basically live forever and have to deal with nothing, with super intelligence. It's kind of like Animal Farm on steroids.
Absolutely.
Everybody is equal.
Well, actually, Steve, it's kind of like Genesis, the serpent promised that with this knowledge, you're going to be able to live forever. You know, you're not going to ever die. Thank you so much for joining us at stevequayle.com. Check out his website. We'll be right back. In the next hour, we're going to talk to Joe Biggs in here. We're going to talk about what's going on in Ukraine. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.